Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
A scathing new report finds UMass Dartmouth covered up allegations of sexual assault and harassment against one of its former police officers. WBUR's Walter Wuthman joins us now with the details. Good morning, Walt.
Good morning, Rupa.
Thank you so much for being here. Can you break down for us what this new report says?
So the report found the school allowed Officer David Loudon to quietly resign. He was then able to continue his career in law enforcement in the town of Blackstone near the Rhode Island border. That's where WBUR found Loudon last year, working with students as a school resource officer and assigned to investigate sexual assaults. Loudon resigned and Blackstone officials launched an investigation after WBUR raised questions about his past.
Now, if I remember correctly, Loudon was first accused of sexual misconduct 13 years ago. Why is this coming out now?
That's right. Last year, I was working on a project about police officers who are fired or forced to resign and go on to find jobs at new departments in Massachusetts. As part of that reporting, I found that this Blackstone police officer, David Loudon, was accused of groping and sexually harassing a student at a past job at UMass Dartmouth. He'd resigned before there was any finding. I asked Blackstone officials why they hired him and why they assigned him to the schools, given the allegations in this police report. They said they didn't know about them. They reassigned Loudon and hired an outside firm to investigate.
And what did that investigation find?
It found UMass Dartmouth covered up the allegations by letting Loudon resign in exchange for a neutral recommendation to future employers. That means the school agreed to keep the allegations secret. The Blackstone report says UMass Dartmouth is still keeping information secret today. Here's Chief Investigator Arthur Parker.
If you compare their inactions with what the investigation concluded, it certainly shows there were some real deficiencies in 2010, and those continue today by their lack of cooperation.
And does the report make clear who's responsible for those deficiencies?
The report also accuses UMass Dartmouth's former police chief of failing to, quote, conduct a minimally competent investigation. Parker tracked down the student who originally complained about Loudon in 2010. She repeated allegations that Loudon sexually harassed her and assaulted her as a student. But she also described another assault which was not part of the original police report that Parker says could be classified as rape. Still, the report says there's no evidence UMass ever launched a criminal investigation or notified prosecutors. It also says Loudon had a sexual relationship with at least one other student in violation of department policy. The report found Loudon even had sex with students in his cruiser and university housing when he was supposed to be on duty.
And what do UMass Dartmouth officials say?
UMass Dartmouth sent me a three-paragraph written statement in response to the report. They call it inaccurate, misleading, and incomplete. They also say, quote, the university has been compliant with all relevant laws and regulations and was as responsive and transparent as legally possible. But notably, they didn't specifically dispute the claim that the school agreed to give Loudon a neutral review or failed to conduct a criminal investigation.
So do I understand correctly that Loudon resigned from Blackstone in January and is no longer working as a police officer? So what happens next?
There are a lot of questions for UMass Dartmouth here, like whether this was an isolated incident. And the New Massachusetts Post Commission will also have to decide whether to pull Loudon's license to work as a police officer elsewhere in the state.
WBUR's Walter Wuthman, thank you so much for looking into this and bringing us this story.
Thank you, Rupa.